kids sleep until they come up. Then just off we go.
Good morning. A pledge allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Monday, July 11th, 9 a.m., Township's monthly meeting. We'll start out with public comment. We do have a letter that Shelley wanted to read in. So I guess, Shelley, why don't you start? And then Larry Prentice had something to also bring up for the water quality.
The letter's from Don Reynolds. He was going to be here to say some thank yous, and then he had found out he couldn't be, so I'm just going to read his letter. I want to thank Chief Williamson of the Elk Rapids Fire Department and his crew and unit at the show. This was from the Fire Expo. Fire units displays are always big hit, especially for the little ones. They love the bright red colors, lights, and many gauges, dials, and friendly firemen on the units. Thank you, Chief Williamson, for being a part of a successful show this year. Next in line of thanks is MMR Rescue Unit on scene. A little boy passing by my table asked his mom, what kind of truck was that? His mom said it saves people and is like a mobile hospital truck. He wanted to hurry up in the show and go back out to the fire and rescue units. So much for his show of enthusiasm for the expo, but at least he got to see and be around true fire and first responders. I did check with the main office in Saginaw regarding any clearance for their participation, and the program director said she would send an email for clearance. She also said the MMR Elk Rapids personnel is a great bunch of workers. I couldn't agree more. A short story to share with all. I had to use MMR in the past 2 years, 3 times for my immediate family, 2 critical. My wife is slated for back surgery and came down with pneumonia. Of course, it was 3 a.m. on a snowy night, but MMR responded quickly, and after assessment, transported to Munson Hospital with a full recovery. The second time, my wife was having extreme back pains and all indication of an onset of heart attack. Again, MMR responded, and after a very short check, transported to Munson Hospital. After heart assessment, it was determined the extreme pain from her back was putting stress on the muscles around her heart, giving a false reading of heart attack. Lastly, several short weeks ago, Pam, my wife, said she didn't feel good. This was at around 9 a.m. Her speech was slurred, and her eyes were focusing all around. I saw this as combat medic from during Vietnam and knew time was critical. A 911 call brought MMR to the house in very short minutes. They wasted no time to immediately transport to Munson. Her sodium level was 110, extremely critical, and at any time a stroke or seizure could have happened. After 3 days in the hospital, her levels were out of the danger zone. There is no doubt in my mind MMR saved my wife. As a combat medic, something or other lieutenant for 30 years from the major crime unit of the police and holder of a basic EMT license, I have always strived for professionalism. I saw this 3 times with MMR, along with compassion and follow-up on the patient's progress. Our area is blessed and well protected with these 2 fine units. Thank you all. Don Reynolds, Village of Elk Rapids.
Okay. Larry?
Good morning. Larry Prentice, 8147 Karen Highway. I wanted to take this moment to thank the township for the commitment to protect the water quality, the shared resources we have in this region. It's a great week. I had an opportunity to kayak, swim, and torch Skegmog and North Elk Lake. What a great opportunity for us here to protect these great resources. I think Elk Rapids Township has an opportunity to really demonstrate leadership in Antrim County, providing the best practices to improve the monitoring and the quality of water in the lake. The last time in May, we had Casey Cook from the Watershed Council present the septic solutions, and since that time there was a webinar on June 23rd talking about the septic solutions. So Thanks to the township for involving Casey in that. Casey's gone, and we'd like to follow up with data from the Elk Rapids Chain of Lakes. I submitted something to Shelley over the week that was just the available data, but we have a new person, Carolyn Kessen, who is in charge of a voluntary monitoring program for Elk Rapids Chain of Lakes, and it would be great to get her on the agenda, possibly the next meeting, to cover all the data that the township asked for. What I could determine, there's only really three places of data that we have. One is the health department. Second is ESLA, who's done a lot of maybe 10 different events with over 200 samples, and then also ERCL, who's been doing it for years. The challenge that we have is probably to put all this data together and present it to you in a way that makes sense. There is no really good data on E. coli in the region that we've been able to determine. So maybe some good monitoring and improved monitoring and support of the township would be helpful. So that's it. Maybe next meeting we could have Caroline make a presentation. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Anyone else for public comment? Bill?
Good morning. Again, my name is Bill Heffer. I'm asking that you consider hiring me to be your next county commissioner on August 2nd. People have asked, you know, why am I running for county commissioner? And I think it's for the same reason that you're all here today. We care about our communities. Of course, anybody pining for your vote is going to say that. I hope that my history might prove that I've cared about this community for quite a long time. I worked in county government for 26 years. I managed your money for all those years. I reduced expenditures, I reduced staff. Government serves a critical purpose, but it doesn't need to be any larger than is absolutely necessary to fulfill its responsibilities. I'm the chairman of the Milton Township Planning Commission. That's a volunteer job. Believe me, a few times over the last few years, I've asked myself, why? call me crazy, I love listening to people, especially when they're upset or they don't agree with me. The county has far more strengths than weaknesses. But if there was one thing that I think we've struggled with over the last couple of years, it's the same thing that businesses are struggling with, and that's staffing. Meadowbrook Medical Care Facility is half closed because they don't have staff. The Commission on Aging, the Sheriff's Department, they're all struggling. I don't have all the answers. We can talk about wages and housing and a devaluing of public service. Those are factors, certainly. But what I can assure you is that I will talk about it. I will ask that it be talked about. And the only way we can possibly solve it is to address it and talk about it. A couple more recent issues you may be aware of have just come up. The panels on our county building are failing. I believe the engineers said there's an imminent risk of failure. It's unfortunate. I remember, I think it was maybe 15 years ago, we put bolts into those panels because we knew there was a problem. And I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, but that's what we did. And now here we sit 15 years later and the bolts are failing, and now we have a crisis. And you and I all know it's going to cost us more money now than it would have. Last week, our county administrator announced that he's retiring in December. Agree with Pete or not, Lord knows he and I had many civil disagreements over the years. There's 33 years of institutional knowledge that we're going to lose. I would suggest that because of my history, I can replace some of that. if folks choose to vote for me. Again, I make no promises, other than I will work hard, and I will listen to people. And I will make decisions. I believe leadership requires that you make decisions, and you own those decisions, especially when they're not popular. Dorrance, I don't know if it'd be okay. I've got an open letter I wrote to the residents of the township. May I leave a few copies on the back
sure.
table? Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
If you can sit next to Dan and still get along after you're the commissioner, that'll be interesting. Dan's taking this all in, Bill. Okay, anybody else for public comment? We'll move on. Approval of the agenda. Does anything need to be changed? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
Support.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we have a full board today. Consent agenda. Is there anything there that needs to be changed? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
A motion to approve it as it is.
Support.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Holtz?
Yes.
Soper?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert, yes.
Motion passes. Well, we'll move on to Sheriff. We have Dan Bean here now. Now, Dan, you get a chance to contradict Bill.
No, sir, I would never do that. Thank you. I didn't realize you had your meetings on Monday. A couple months ago, I walked in, and Shelley corrected me. I was supposed to be here on Monday, not Tuesday. But anyway, and I apologize. And I couldn't get here last month, so it kind of goofed me up. But just real quick, like we do with the numbers, Elk Rapids Township, June of 2022 compared to June of 2021. Your 911 checks were down a little bit. You had 13, you had 20 in 2021. Animal control was up by one, you had two, you had one last year. Marine patrol complaints were 1 and 1. The stops were 2 and 2. Medical calls were down a couple. There were 8 and then 6 this year. Personal injury accidents were up. You had 6. You had 3 last year. Traffic stops, you had 6. You had 9 last year. Total calls of service for June of 2022 was 63. Last year, the same time, they were 86. So it's a little bit less than what it has been. Personnel-wise, as Bill had talked about, we're still trying to get a couple dispatchers in. We sponsored 3, which was one of the only ways we could find to not only hire but also to retain employees. We sent 3 to the academy, and they're all working with field training officers. Should be on their own by the end of next month, if everything going the way and of course the way it is. They're all doing a great job for us right now. And that still leaves us 2 short. We have 1 that's finishing up a background now, and we have another spot still open on a road patrol. So we're still looking at ways of I guess I'll use innovative ways to get people, especially with road patrol right now. Corrections were down 3. Todd Rowling with 31 or 32 years, whatever it is, he just retired. He was my jail administrator, so I have a new jail administrator, Sherry Knight, who had been a corporal for several years for us, and she'll do a good job, but she's new to the cause. So that's a big change for us. Most of you know Dean Pratt. He's retiring as of Friday, July 15th. He'll be done. We'll be naming another undersheriff here probably Wednesday or Thursday. So with that being said, I'm losing a lot of, and I think Bill had it right on the head, you're losing a lot of experience and that knowledge and the history that has been within the county, and especially with Garwood. I agree with Bill. I mean, Pete and I always didn't agree on things, but one thing with Pete, he listened. And he had the knowledge clear back. He's got 33 years, I think it is. Is that right? You remember, Bill? I think it's 33 years with the county. And that history that we have, we're losing. I mean, everybody's aging out, if you will, or coming to time. So it's going to be a big change for the county coming. John Strail announced his retirement also. So John was the airport supervisor out there. So some big changes coming for the county. So it's bear with us as we get through these changes with the experience we're losing. We have a millage. It's a half mil. Nothing's changed. It's renewal for the 911 center. I think the 911 board has done an excellent job in keeping up with the technology, being able to spend that money properly, and the board has helped us move forward with a lot of projects, the MCTs, the in-cars, and all that stuff that's going on. We're also looking at a tower there at Orchard Hill. As most of you know, we've had some real communication or voice quality problems, even with the 800 portables, which down in Central Lake especially, the whole downtown area is completely dead to portables. So we're hoping that this tower is going to fix that. Part of the portion up in Banks, Torch Lake, a little bit this way and a little bit towards Bel Air and Mancelona, with that tower being erected. We're trying to get through some RFPs, and we're working closely with Forest Home Township to get that done. Torch Fest, probably one of the best years we've had. Our Marine Patrol was out. They had 643 contacts, which is a lot of contacts. There were 36 citations and 2 drunks taken off the water. So they did a bang-up job. Again, as I've reported before, there's 5 entities involved. And I think that keeping the pressure on down there has helped significantly. You know, Cherry Festival probably helped us out also. They had the flyover with Blue Angels and stuff like that also. So we did not see, let me try it again. I really believe that the Torch Fest that we call it is becoming more of a family-oriented issue. I'm not telling you that it's fixed. I'm not going to tell you there's not a problem out there yet, and probably will be for as long as the rest of us are in either sitting on boards or sheriffs or whatever. We're always going to have them out there. But we really have made a dent, I believe. Dave Israel and I did the zero tolerance for most of the stuff that went on down there in the past, and I think the two counties came together quite well under the late Charlie Coop and also Brian Donnelly from Kalkaska prosecutor. They made some decisions that, you know, if you're standing in ankle deep water, you're in Kalkaska, and if it's above your knee, you're in Antrim. So that's kind of how we work through some of these differences with things. So it worked out real well with both of them. So that change is also there. Other than that, I don't have much. I don't know if anybody had any questions about Torch Fest or anything else.
Anybody on the board have anything?
I have a question. We don't normally see shots fired on our summary.
Most of those are target practicing people. And I mean nothing by this, but it seems like we get more and more people up north from the city. And when people are shooting and target practicing and those type of things, everybody gets nervous. It's just one of those things that people need to get used to up here, that, you know, when somebody calls in and the shot's fired, we respond, we check out their background, the berm, whatever they got they're shooting into, and if it's all legal, then there's nothing anybody can do about it. And that's mostly what those are. If you did notice, and we have had some, but the fireworks complaints have settled down some for us. I think the township did well on bringing that ordinance in. And I've said it before, if you call all your neighbors and there's not a complaint, nobody's ever going to know about it anyway. So that's the other one with the shots, just to bring up with the shots fired. But that's the deal on the shots fired, most of it.
So how many staff are you short now, Dan?
I'm short 2 on the road. I'm short 3 in corrections, 2 in dispatch. So, and we've been, I'm still trying to hire. I've been trying to hire for 18 months, 2 years now, a part-time cook. We just cannot get a handle on. And I'll tell you now, we put in for another full-time cook for next year, because I think it's the only way we're going to get Mike Sizen, our chef, in there to get the help he needs. He's been working 7 days a week for almost 2 years. And he's pretty well whooped, so.
Dan, what is fireworks complaint on your list?
It's not in there. There's nothing in there this time. That's what I was getting at.
Oh, okay.
There's no fireworks complaints at all this time, so. That's good news. I didn't have nothing last, I don't show nothing last year either. Goes well. At least June's panned out for us.
So you're naming a new undersheriff come Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do it Thursday. I could probably say something now, but until I get it out to the guys, I just hold off, so.
Okay.
Anything else? Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. I don't see the commissioner, so we'll move on to ambulance department. Mike?
Okay, for the month of June, there was a total of 19 calls for service, 14 in the village, 5 in the township. And of the 19 calls, there were 15 transports, which was 12 from the village and 3 from the township.
Okay. Any questions? If not, we'll move on. Fire Department, Chief Williamson.
Good morning. The fire department was dispatched to 11 incidents in June. That's about normal for that time of year. Little breakdown is attached. Nothing crazy in June, which was nice. A couple little wildfires and a couple mutual aid runs. So we are at 18 members. We do have a new person interested. He's a middle-aged gentleman, just retired out of Dow in Midland. Rick Whistler, and there is a typo on his spelling of his last name there. There is no T. It's W-I-S-L-E-R, just for the record. He's pretty gung-ho, and he's in pretty good shape, and he's interested in possibly taking the next firefighter class as well. So for right now, we'll hire him as an explorer and see if he decides to take the class. So we'll go from there.
I have a question on that, if that's all right. So you gave me his information. When they're explorers, they get put run on the payroll?
Yes, because they get paid per run just like everybody else.
Okay.
He's just not, he just can't work in an IDLH, a hot atmosphere. He can do everything else pretty much as an explorer.
That's,
get equipment, train, all that kind of stuff. Just can't pretty much go in to a fire in an air pack.
Okay.
So they're, at this point in time, with staffing the way it is, we're welcoming.
You're taking it, yeah.
Open arms, you bet. So, and he lives right in town here and is available at daytime. So that's very nice. Mavis, Bill, I just did get an email back answering some of the questions we had from our last meeting. So I'll share those with you here shortly. But I did answer some questions. So that's good. We still haven't made a decision whether we're going to join that or not. You probably all know about the parking lot. Hopefully that's going to happen this fall. So we got the village to buy in participation with that. That's good. Annual pump tests were done on the two pumpers over there. Everything passed with flying colors. Trucks are in good shape there. We tested all our hose on the 20th. We only lost one section. So our hose is in good shape. Don't have to buy a bunch of that this year. All our air packs were gone through. They did find one that had a issue, and so that's in for repair. But the other 9 are all in good shape, so good to go there. We're planning on training both of our training nights this month with Whitewater Township next door to work on our mutual aid responses together. So we're going to do water rescue next week and fire suppression the week after that out at the training center. And we're just getting ready for Harbor Days here. So that's about all I have. All the permits are good for fireworks, and we're going to help out with traffic control for Harbor Run, which we've never done before, but we were asked to do that, and we're going to try to help them out.
Board, do you have any questions for Ken? Are we straight on the insurance? Were you able to get the fire, or did you look at all your values? And make sure we're okay.
Yeah, I think we went through that. I went through that list with.
Okay.
With Mike, yeah. We deleted some old assets that we don't longer.
Okay. Anything else for Ken?
Are you on the list with Navistar, with the dealer in
They're not even taking a list yet.
Right, they won't.
They won't even.
Because corporate, I told you corporate shut it down.
Yeah, yeah. They're not even, you can't even get on the list yet. So we're on, yep, they're not taking orders.
Okay. All right, thanks, Ken.
Yep.
So we need to approve Whistler?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess now we're going to need a motion. Mr. Whistler?
I so move to add Mr. Whistler to our roster.
Support.
Support. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're going to move on to Township Sewer. We have a bill from Performance Engineering. Invoice is $4,496.50.
I think we have to, I don't know.
Want to do them singularly, or you want to do them all together?
You can do them all together. They're all coming out of the same fund.
Varnum Law is $2,541. William Derman is $1,087.50. I would like a motion to go forward and pay those bills.
I move to pay the bills as listed.
I'll second.
You have any further discussion? Not hearing any, we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call vote, Soper?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Halts?
Yes.
Motion passes. Okay, the village did approve the easement, and I believe you were getting a signed copy.
I'm working on getting a clean copy of that so we can get it signed by the village and get it recorded.
So we should be all set now. With that being said, I'm talking with Matt's Underground, Isaac. We're setting up a meeting for Friday afternoon for a pre-build meeting. We're a little bit late because of the flagging on the underground stuff was a little bit slow coming through, so he feels by the end of this week that'll be up to speed, and they'll start probably some of the project next week, but we'll get more detail come Friday. And Brad and Isaac will be there as well. Yeah, that's about all I have on that. I'm not sure exactly if they've decided which side on the northbound, if they're going to go east or west or lakeside or backside, but I think that'll be determined on what they find with after the flagging for sure. So there'll be more to come on that. Anything else? Anyone else on sewer? Where are we? Have you collected some prepays?
Yes.
11.
11?
Yep. And we're getting applications in like I hoped. So anybody that's going to get ready to hook, we need their sewer application back and their permit fee.
Anything else?
How long do you wait before you reduce the amount of the financed? In other words, if
month to month, there's an interest amount.
Half the people pay the full amount. When do you finally cut that off and then only finance the balance?
You can pay it off anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's saying us as the township. When do we? When does our balance, our
final balance for the
Whole project?
The whole project, I guess, right?
Well, that's the whole thing is due in 20 years.
If you've paid off half the amount, just theoretically, you don't leave the full amount you bonded out there for 20 years. You reduce that, right, at a certain point.
The way we view that every year with McGowan. What we have to do.
You technically don't pay it off, if my understanding is correct, because it's got to roll through with the whole process.
Right, but if it's $1 million and a half a million is paid by the residents, then it's when it finally goes final, it's only a half a million for the rest of the people that are paying the 20-year assessment, correct?
But there's really no set date on when you can stop paying it off. You can pay it off in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Oh, okay, so they could, somebody could come up with the money in 3 years?
Well, usually upon a closing, usually when you're selling, they'll make you, through title.
Oh, that's right.
Clean it up. So, I mean, there's no real set date on when it stops. It just rolls and amortizes.
But the amount continues to decrease and therefore the cost too. Because the guy's paying interest if he's paid off.
But we have a 20-year commitment.
Yeah, it's a bond.
You can also make a partial payment.
Yeah.
And what that does, the way the special assessment software is set up, this 20-year setup, you make a partial payment, it takes it off the back end. It starts reducing it from the back, so instead of paying 20, if you put X amount, it make work out that you only have 15 more payments to go.
Okay.
Or you can pay the full thing off at any time, you just. And you could even look on BSNA online. Now, the special assessment tab is in there.
So.
If you want to find out.
11 people out of 71 have paid in full.
11.
11? Okay.
Anything else?
Good.
Okay, we'll move on. Maple Grove Cemetery. Shelley's been working with a water main. We have, is it 4 spigots?
Right, we finally had to turn off our water because we kept having breaks in the lines and we're attached to village water, so we pay for that. And when we have a break in the line, it takes a long time to find it and then to fix it. And the minute you fix it, something shows up somewhere else. So we just had to turn off our water. And what we did was have our maintenance person run a line along the front of the cemetery. So we have a spigot at 4 entrances that people can take their containers to and fill it with water and take them to their sites and use them for their flowers. But and it's all just kind of, I don't have any signs up yet. We ordered signs too. But yeah, it's not ideal, but it still provides water for people. And, you know, hopefully down the line, if we get a millage going, we'll be able to finance some kind of water system that we were hoping for too. Right now, that's what we've got.
Shelley did put a notice in the paper, so it's
Right.
been published.
Anything else on the water main? The signs and posts?
Yep.
We need to approve.
For ProImage.
ProImage. Yeah, $680.60. And that's for some additional signs for the water. And I think, are they going to repair some of the old signs?
Yeah, something ran into one of our signposts and knocked, just broke the metal right off the top of the signpost and cracked and didn't lay it out, but cracked the post that it was on. So we're going to get that repaired. And I'm putting signs on the 4 spigots that say water so that people can tell which spigot there is, because we have hundreds of spigots out there in the cemetery. And I think next year, part of the project will be to disassemble or bag or do something to those. But so right now, ProImage Design is helping us get our signs fixed and our water labeled.
Okay, so we'll need a motion. We'll need a motion on that as well.
I'll make a motion to approve the ProImage $680.60.
Support.
Okay. Any further discussion? We have to do a roll call?
Yep. Roll call, Shemansky.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisbert, yes. Halts.
Yes.
Soper.
Yes.
Motion passes. Anything further on cemetery?
We're going to have to do something for next year for sure, because it's getting pretty bad. The irrigation's in bad shape as well out there.
Yeah, there is no irrigation.
There is no.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't get any worse than that.
Irrigation is when it rains.
Right.
And we've got a lot of divots need to be filled and headstones that need to be straightened. But we did make some, we did get some of the dead stuff out, bigger trees and what have you. And there's still a little bit more, I can see, but it's not as bad as it was. But to try to get anybody to do any tree removal right now, they're all in Gaylord, so it's almost next to impossible. So we'll move on to road commission. The village has requested $30,000 toward road projects. So I had Mike look into our funding right now and see what we have available as of today.
As of today, with what we've already committed from the from our road projects, we have a balance somewhere around, it's going to be about $23,000. So we can't meet this for this year for 30, if they want 30. Give them 23 maybe, but that's it. And of course the village is up for renewal in August.
Yeah, and then we'll know if it renews for another year, and then maybe we'll have a little better idea. Now, with this amount, with the village, just so the board knows, we don't get any matching funds from this. Now, we are anticipating some matching funds at some point, but we're not just sure how much until we see how it all breaks down based on our road projects. So there could be a chance that we could do 30 in the future, but right now, until we know how the matching funds work out, we just can't commit to it.
Plus, we don't know. The BERT is trying to hold the project costs from last year, and I don't know with the cost of asphalt and the cost of fuel and all this, numbers may go up.
Yeah, that's a, you know, normally BERT comes in with, you know, solid numbers, but as we know in the world we live in today, everything's increasing rapidly. He's, you know, told me verbally that we look good for this going, you know, going forward, but we, I just, you never know when you get into a road project if we get into a some type of issue that it costs a little more money. So just to warn you on that, but we should be okay at the 23. And so I guess board comment. Any comment, questions?
I won't be, if we come to some kind of agreement, I won't be able to write that check until I get the final commitment from BERT in there to actually what the costs are going to be.
Okay. And that's usually what, the end of the summer?
Yes.
So basically you're giving them all the rest of the road funds that we have available?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if there's no further discussion, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve $23,000 of road funds to the village for their projects pending word from Antrim County Road Commission at the end of the summer as to cost of ongoing projects.
Okay. Good.
Is that all right?
I'll support that.
Okay. Mike supports. We'll do a roll call, please.
Roll call, Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Holtz.
Yes.
Soper.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Motion passes. We have an invoice for $365 for landscaping of $3,750. It's for the labor and transportation of materials to the Birch Lake site and the planting of. And supposedly the material's in, and hopefully it's going to happen in the next week or two. So I need a motion on that as well.
A motion to approve that as the $365 outdoor for $3,750.
Okay. Do we have support?
Support.
Okay, support. Any further discussion? We have to do a roll call again, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Roll call. Boisvert, yes. Holtz?
Yes.
Soper?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes. Motion carries. And also, from what BERT has told me, it looks like July we'll be doing the road repairs. I'm not sure if it's going to be the first or the end of July, but just a reminder to everyone that there will be county road work being done. So unless something changes, it should be done during this month. And I'm sure Bert will probably let us know at some point prior, but he's kind of on a waiting list with everyone else as they work their way toward this part of the county. Anything else on County Road Commission? Okay, we'll move on. Government Center. Dick, Government Center repairs and painting.
The maintenance contract that we approved last year has been completed under the contractor. Doors are painted, jams are fixed. The drive-it that was never finished and the construction of the building has been finished and painted. And I think we're good. Done, approved.
Now, is that everything we need to do? Obviously, it was finishing up last year, but is there anything more for this year?
At the moment, no, we have not had any reoccurrence of the roof leak. I don't know how to fix what I can't find. I'm not sure why it's leaking, so that stands status quo. The drive, a project, I was just reading through the memo from Brian Grusbeck, and the third paragraph says, if you approve the project, parking lot paving and street paving would be scheduled for September 5th of this year. I recall we approved this months ago. Is that not correct?
No, I believe it is. We did approve it.
Okay.
Ours that, but if we need to...
Somebody needs to...
Well, they're coordinating with Elmer's doing their existing road projects, so that's when Elmer's can get it in, and plus that's when Elmer's is available to do it, even according to Chief, right? That we're set for the fall?
Yes.
That's their availability.
We should let Brian know that we approved this though months ago. If he doesn't, he didn't catch that. It looks like he said, if you approve it, you know, we'll move ahead.
Oh.
Right?
Right. Okay, well,
would you let the village council know that we approved this a few months ago? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a semantics thing either. It might be like if you approve one ordinance, and I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, but yeah. We don't want to be the guys holding up the show.
No, okay.
I'll answer his email too. I hate to send you back and forth for things, but.
Yeah, we've got a meeting, so I'll tell him.
Okay.
And then the generator.
The generator is in limbo. We got the quotes that were antiquated now that had to be acted on last year. And then the village got a quote from some other contractor that was, I don't know if they're trying to upgrade the single phase generator for the three phase service. That doesn't work. And I don't know where we stand from there.
Well, I'm assuming we're not going to get it done this year. Did understand is I don't think the village has it in there. Budget for this year doing the asphalt, but I have made mention that we would still like to do it. And what I'd really like to do if we could is if the village would allow or at least go along with the idea, we wouldn't get it until next spring now anyways, but to try to at least order it so we get on the cycle, because it looks like all this stuff's 6-8 months out at least, and that would put us into a new budget year for both of us as well. And at least get on the books so we could possibly get it in by next spring. But that's what I was hoping, maybe we might achieve that through the fall. Because of course the pricing is gonna change. And I'm sure it won't be going down, but I'd like to get a commitment.
So we should pose that question to the village through Brian.
Well, that's why I'm asking you if when you guys meet on your building deal, if we could.
Yeah, we have a meeting set for August, right, Shelley? August something, 6th?
I don't know.
The building committee, remember?
It was 3 months ago, yeah. So.
But if that's something the village would feel comfortable doing, they could put it in their budget and we could plan for it and then at least get it kind of locked down.
Okay. We'll, when the building committee meets, we'll see what that conversation leads to, okay?
Anything else on the government center?
No. I have nothing further.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, we'll move on to attorney's report.
Attorney's report for July is, I'll just do a summary because you've already covered most of it. Short-term rentals, there's still nothing new at the state level on that. the district library. I believe there's a suit with the village. I believe there's a motion pending. I haven't got confirmation of that, that the village filed, and Barnum's going to file just a brief response, and they're going to argue it has to do with the interpretation of the statute. Sewer SAD, you've talked about that already. The number of payoffs and so forth on that. The amended sewer agreement with the village, there's been nothing new on that that I've seen. REUs, I believe, Barnum has a letter to village council concerning the valuation. Road millage, you've already mentioned it, but it's going to be on the ballot. Renewal is going to be on the ballot August 2nd. Just renews it, puts it back to where it was at 0.35 mils. Orchard View site condos, Larry's been continuing to talk with the property owners and attorneys of that matter. You just heard from Dick on Hertha. Well, you haven't on Hertha. We're going to need, in the future, we'll hear from him. Cemetery, the faucet, you've already heard from. If there's anything on Tart Trail, I haven't heard about it. I'll refer to Shelley. Hydrological study that was presented. It's a tool, and they can input the amount of rain on any area in Antrim County Chain of Lakes and see what the flow would be for the rest of the area. It flows ultimately out here, but tells how you can, if you increase culvert size up north, intermediately, how that affects Intermediate Lake and the down lakes on this site. So it's a tool. They're going to be experimenting with it and using it on this thing. And I think it's, we'll wait and see how it comes up. There's going to be, I haven't heard if the governor signed it, but PRE, principal residence exemptions, there's going to be a new process, even if you're late, to qualify for the principal residence exemptions. I don't know how that's going to affect the tax buildings if they come in, you know, later after the summer bills go out and so forth, but there is going to be a process for doing that. The sand and gravel doesn't affect our township, but affects townships in our area. There's four bills. One would retain zoning, the other three bills will not, will supersede zoning. And they're starting to take testimony on it. I believe what the argument is on that is whoever's building the roads want to be able to take gravel locally, then ship it in from somewhere, save on costs and expenses of road improvement. And that's all I have for today.
Okay, does anybody have questions for Bill? Okay, we'll move on. Township Board announcements. We had water to quality information. Anything further on that? We'll move on to Hertha. Anything new on that, Dick?
On the water quality thing, I think it's good that the questions that we asked were answered. Okay. I think is a good way to proceed. You ask a question, you get an answer back. Thank you. Hertha? Yeah, the big challenge was getting the flag off the flagpole. Barely got that done. Scraped by on Thursday before the 4th of July. The tree guy that's going to go up, and what the story is here is we're going to renew the device that carries the flag on the Hertha flagpole. I found a flagpole guy. There are people that just work on flagpoles, subcontractors. I have a whole box of flagpole equipment in my garage. And I'm waiting for the tree guy to show up with his 40-foot boom so we can go up and actually work on it. We might even put a new rope on it.
Probably a good idea.
So this should be a 50-year fix. Wow. Well, maybe 30-year fix.
What's latest and greatest on the windows? I know at one point Mike was asked for some money, and we were just wondering, where are we? Are you, the window project?
Yeah, the Cliff's Notes version on that goes something like this, that they were pushing to do the replacement of the windows. We got quotes for using extruded aluminum or storefront type windows, similar to the ones you see here, to replace the wood jambuck and sash double hung windows. The Hertha Board, a couple members of the Hertha Board, then applied for grants through the Michigan Historical Society and a support agency of that, who came back and said they can't get a grant unless you have a replacement with like kind. A replacement with like kind would be putting in bucks that were, you know, basically installed in 1888 or whatever, and the wood sash windows. So they approved going to a local contractor who claims he can build the same window that's in there, hopefully not with the movable sash, but installing a wood window and buck, they'll build the windows, custom make the windows so that the arch and the wood is exactly the way it is now, painted and maintainable. They proceeded off in that direction. Probably, in my opinion, maybe not the best thing to do, but they claim that the Michigan Historical Society will grant them up to $50,000 or $60,000 if they replace windows with exactly what is there. Now, exactly would mean they'd have double hung windows, which they certainly don't need, which are, I mean, yesterday's news, they never opened them, the building's air conditioned. Hopefully, if we could get them to replace just with solid fixed glass, would be good. But I have not heard to date whether Merchant Builders, which was a contractor they were going to, who claims he can build the windows, will build the windows and how much that's going to cost. So I'd say that project is just basically extended out, is a good word, for a lengthy period of time.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Mike?
So, Mike, I don't, the money that they want from us, I guess we just wait until they, yeah, until they find a way they're going to proceed.
Okay.
Anything else on Hertha?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay. The only other announcement I was going to make is I've had a couple contacts on a piece that was put in the town, in the newspaper, about Planning Commission bonding. And just to clarify, bonding, we've used the bonding tool in previous applications, and Bill probably knows more about this than I, but it's always been there. It's been something that our zoning administrator uses on big projects that are somewhat challenging, maybe. And it's just a way that we can assure that the work gets done in a timely manner and as agreed upon. And Mike just had taken a bond, payments, cash bond, and I assume you've returned it.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's usually at the end of the project, the bond is returned. But it's not something we do on a normal basis. It's just unique circumstances. And some of the folks were a little concerned that something we're going to do on every permit, and that's not the case, only when we have unique circumstances. Bill, do you have any?
Just a clarification on that, I guess I'm going to say. It's only used if the property owner wants to proceed with construction, get his land use permit from the township. If you come and have a project and are not in a rush, we'll wait. They'll wait for you to finish a project on this thing. So it benefits the property owner to be able to do the bond and then start his house construction, new house construction and so forth. So it's a way to protect the township. The project gets done and also benefit the property owner because increasing prices, availability of contractors to do work at certain times. So it benefits both sides.
So what kind of bond? Is this a performance bond?
Yeah, guaranteeing, it's a cash bond that
guarantees performance.
Usually, you can do a performance bond, but it costs money. The last one we had, and the only one we've had, was for 10 trees or something on a lot. The nursery couldn't get a hold of the trees right away. They had to wait 4 weeks to get the trees. So, and he, Merchant Builders, the builders, wanted to get started. So we had the bond, they got started, the trees were put in a little bit later than 4 weeks, but they're in, and the bond's been released.
So it's for you.
Common practice.
But some folks took it as we were gonna go to bonding on every project, which just isn't the case. The tool's been there, it happened to be put in the wording in that news flash that caught some attention, so just give the board a heads up. Does anyone else have anything? Board, Shelley?
Just an announcement, there's an election coming up, August 2nd, and we are crazily, madly providing absentee ballots for anybody that wants one. So applications went out, if anybody needs an absentee ballot, they're welcome to contact us, fill out an application, do whatever you need to do, but we are already hitting the 500 mark of absentee ballots being issued, and a couple years ago, we only had, say, 300 permanent absentee ballot people. So we're at 1,168 permanent absentee ballot people in Elk Rapids Township. And just want to let you know that it's a fast-moving thing. If anybody needs a ballot, come and see us. We're able to do that for you.
Out of a total of how many?
Out of a total of, I think, 2,300 registered voters, give or take. Right.
And does Ken have a long enough extension cord that when the power goes out during the election, that we can keep the machines going, Ken?
Well, I've got a couple generators on the truck.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Save you a
the lights
spot
may be
right
out,
here.
But the machine will be working, right?
That's right.
Does anybody have anything further? Okay, meeting's adjourned. Thank you. 9:56.